Hi, Sushant.
Hi.
Hope you're doing well today.
Yes. How are you?
I'm very well. So let's get started. Let's talk. I'm going to start a little bit by talking about OFTEN, and then I'll introduce you as well and the amazing work you are doing. So OFTEN is a digital platform, also a physical platform, but more digital now because of COVID, for change makers, for entrepreneurs, for small businesses. The idea behind our page is to give everyone a platform to talk about the change they are making in the world. I think with COVID and the onset of big business, it's important to give grassroots and smaller companies a platform to talk about the work they do, to get more people involved in helping small businesses, activists, and entrepreneurs. So that's the idea. Quick introduction about Sushank as well. He runs a couple of organizations. One is the Muse Foundation, and he also leads a zero-waste-based lifestyle. So Sushank, if you can quickly start by introducing yourself as well as the work you're doing right now.
So I'm associated with Muse Foundation, and it's a youth organization when working in different sectors of the society, which includes menstrual hygiene management and environment. We are working on human rights and the civic issues which are there in our cities. So under environment, we have this initiative, this campaign called Mission Zero Waste, in which we encourage people to live a zero waste lifestyle and contribute their bit for the environment.
Okay, so finding out a little bit more about, how you started this initiative. Why did you start this initiative?
Correct. So when we were working for environment, obviously we were working for different causes in environment, and we studied a little bit about the pollution that is going on, whether it is water pollution, it is air pollution, it is land pollution, any kind of pollution. Then there are individuals who came to us and say ki hum isme kya kar sakte hain, what we can do in this, because most of the decisions are made on authorities level. There are laws in our country, but the implementation is not done. So as an individual, what a person can do. So we tried researching and we thought of this initiative called Mission Zero Waste, in which we encourage people to live a zero waste lifestyle so that they can reduce their consumption, they can reduce their waste. Now, most of the people don't really realize the waste that they generate, it end up in the dumping ground or the landfill, and it
Correct.
is affecting them directly or indirectly. Now, there are
Correct.
laws in our country which says ki you have to segregate waste, and the municipal authorities have to make sure the people are segregating their waste and they are dumping that in a scientific manner. Now, dry waste needs to be, segregated and recycled. Wet waste needs to be composted, and which is non-recyclable should not be used, and it should be go to a dumping ground. But unfortunately, this is not happening. And all
Absolutely.
these small things lead to big things. Now, if you go to any dumping ground, there are officially five dumping grounds in Mumbai, which is Kanjurmarg, it is Devnath, Thane, Mulund, anywhere, you will see this fire in the dumping ground every time. Now,
Absolutely.
the people staying there are affected directly, but the people who are not affected directly, they don't realize the intensity of this problem. Now, Mumbai is a city where we have so many problems, but Delhi is facing this thing because they are directly affected by this. But in Mumbai, only the people who are staying near the dumping ground are affected because of this. So we just thought of introducing this initiative, this campaign, and we thought ki how an individual can contribute in the environment. So this was a small thing in which you change your lifestyle, you change the way you live your lifestyle, and you contribute your bit for the environment by reducing your waste and by not polluting the environment in the way you were doing earlier.
So let me talk to you a little bit, go a little bit off topic and talk a little bit about the point you mentioned earlier, where that feeling of helplessness. So you see that, I'm just an individual, the government is not supporting you, I'm segregating my waste. For example, we are often segregate our waste, but when I see the BMC come and collect it, they put it all in one garbage truck to all together.
Correct, correct.
So things like that make you feel helpless. You're like, what do I do to change? And that is happening amongst our youth more and more, where we feel helpless. We're looking, for example, the whole RA issue that happened, where we did, we need the government to support us. No matter what we do, we feel the helplessness. But then you talk about hope, you talk about, making small changes and incremental changes, but you don't actually see the impact of these changes right up front. There is no instant gratification, right? So absolutely no gratification, in fact. So how do you keep this optimism alive? How do you, show yourself results? How do you do that?
So I have seen this change. Matlab, as you mentioned, the instant reaction is the instant thing is not visible. But this is a chain effect that we have to continue. In case I am doing something which I know is going to help in the long run for the environment. And if a couple of people got inspired from me and they understood the importance of it, now those people will implement those things in their lives and more people will be inspired by them or be motivated by them. So this is the chain effect that we generally encourage. In case I am doing, in case two people from this live session attended and they got inspired, maybe they'll tell more people. And this is how the chain effect started. So when we show them the results, now living a zero waste lifestyle, like changing your lifestyle differently is a very tough job. I'm trying since past 2 years. I cannot say that I'm completely zero waste, but I can say 95 to 98% of waste is not generated from my home. Nothing goes out of my house. So now people like my friend circle, my neighbors, everyone is seeing that nothing goes out of my house. So now they are curious that how am I doing it? Now in case they are curious and they got to know this is what I am doing and this is how I am helping the environment, they obviously are encouraged and they keep this optimism alive in me because I can see people inspired because of my actions. So this is how I, you know, by small step, by small changes, it is indeed very difficult to change your lifestyle. But in my personal opinion, this is going to help the environment in the long run. And this is the right thing to do because this is something which is in your hand because it is your lifestyle. You are the one who is going to choose what to do and what not to do.
Fantastic. So we can just take that a little bit further. I want to change my lifestyle. What are the kind of principles I follow? How do I start? How do I get started?
Right. So when we were in school, there were three R's that were taught in our school. That is reduce, reuse and recycle. Now, when you are trying to live a zero waste lifestyle, matlab you are restricting the waste to go into the dumping ground. Now, whenever there's a waste, there are two things which happens to your waste. Either it goes to dumping ground or else it is incinerated. It is burned. Now, in school, we were taught about 3 R's. Now, when we talk about zero waste lifestyle, you have to learn the new 7 R's, sorry, 5 R's. First is to refuse. First is that you don't have to accept anything which is non-biodegradable and which takes time to decompose and which is not compostable. So in case someone is offering me a chai or any drink in a disposable paper cup or a plastic cup, I have to refuse that. That is the first principle. And this goes for a lot of things which is there in the market. Second is to reduce. You have to reduce your waste in a way that it doesn't obviously affect your lifestyle, but you have to, when you live in zero waste lifestyle, you understand these are certain things which I don't need. And you try and follow a minimalism lifestyle. Then you understand these are the things which I don't personally have to use. For example, it's been 2 years, I haven't had Maggie or a wafer packet. All those things. And now I've understood it is very good for my health also. It is good for my pocket also. It is good for the environment also. So this is how I'm reducing those things. So this is the second principle. Next is reuse. Now we live in a system where we usually use it. It's a use and throw system, disposable system. So I suggest people to follow third principle in which you reuse stuff. For example, there's a friend of mine. My phone was not functioning. So I requested my friend to give her spare phone and I'm reusing it. So this is how it is working. You reuse the stuff. For example, if you are going out and you are going for a coffee, you take a reusable cup. For example, I usually take this glass in my bag so that in case I have to have anything, I use this glass. It is very compact and it fits in my bag. So this is how I reuse it. Next is recycle. Now, there was this incident which happened with me in an office. I went to a corporate office and I spoke to them about all those things which are there in zero waste lifestyle and they got inspired. What they did was they changed their plastic bottle to a steel bottle. But what they did, they threw that plastic bottle. Now, in case you have a plastic bottle, you can obviously recycle it. Right. So the people that were there in the office got so inspired that they throw that plastic bottle and that they got the steel bottle. But the next step is recycle. And the last one is rot. Rot means you have to compost your wet waste. So these are five principles, that is refuse, reduce, reuse, recycle and rot. These are five principles that you have to follow in case you are following a zero waste lifestyle.
Fantastic. And actually I have anecdotes from my life about all of these principles. In fact, the last one, rot, we're actually doing a fantastic live tomorrow talking about how someone has created a home garden during COVID, just to bring some greenery inside, especially in a city like Bombay, her house is full of plants. So she's going to be talking about how composting and, creating, using the waste from your own house to create a garden within your home. apart from that, you know, things like recycling, and we all know about this, but the point is that, you know, we always do a cost benefit analysis and we see, okay, this is cheaper for us to buy a new phone than, you know, sit down and spend time repairing it. But right. I think what we don't include in our cost benefit analysis is the actual waste that is produced because of this, right. like the impact it has, like mm-hmm. electronic e-waste, for example, is such a huge right. problem right now.
Right.
Again, let's not be too pessimistic. Let's talk about optimism and let's talk about how you guys are making a change and what kind of change you have seen. For example, during this time, obviously during COVID, we're seeing a lot of businesses change the way they're looking at the world. The environment right. is getting a breather. You can see the skies, they're so beautiful. So can we talk mm-hmm. about some of the changes you have seen during your time doing this?
Right. So whenever we go out to take sessions or we keep zero waste meetups, we came up with all those tools where people are trying to change their lifestyle in a way that we never thought we will. So now people are, obviously right from the beginning, if you start, there are certain things which are there on the internet. You can obviously get inspired from all those things. For example, using a bamboo toothbrush. Now how hard it is to switch a plastic one from a bamboo one. The plastic ones are never recycled. The plastic toothbrush that you used when you were a kid is still there on the earth. So these are certain things that you have to understand, you have to analyze. Now there are certain things, for example, this tongue cleaner, which is made up of copper, or this tongue cleaner, which is made up of steel. So these are certain things which I am using personally. Now people who are very experienced, who never threw their waste out of their house. I have met so many people who have inspired me. Now there's this lady in Thane, she never threw her garbage outside. And she is composting, obviously. She is using a stuff which is reusable. She is using certain things which are 100% recyclable. Now, when I say recycle, so people generally feel that I'm talking about plastic. But plastic is not 100% recyclable. Now, if you recycle a plastic, it recycles till a point of time. It might recycle a couple of times, maybe. Then its quality degrades. And after a point of time, you cannot recycle a plastic. And ultimately, it goes to, you know, become a microplastic, and it ends up in the oceans and it comes in a food chain and everything. This is how it works. So there are certain things. Now my teammate have made this tooth powder. This is made up of charcoal and baking soda. Now the toothpaste that comes in the tubes, that is not recyclable. So we tried some research and we did some trial and error, and my teammate made this. And all the stuff that I'm using is made by either me or my team. And this is something which we use for face wash. This is Multani Mitti and turmeric. So these are certain things, and this is what we use for scrub.
Right.
This is coffee and sugar, which is a perfect thing for scrubbing your thing. So other than that, there are certain things. So under our menstrual hygiene campaign, we promote sustainable menstruation, because the sanitary napkins are 90% plastic and they are obviously consist of chemicals which are not known to us. So people have switched to this menstrual cup and they are reducing their waste to a great extent. So there are so many people around us who have shown us these lifestyle changes, and they have obviously they have proved that you can still live a zero waste lifestyle, and you can, you know, make sure you not maintain a every possible way. Yes.
Got it. That's fantastic, and I'm glad you were able to show some of the stuff you're doing. And in fact, if you look at some of the new wave of startups coming up, they're using natural ingredients like you're talking about, and to be honest, all of the stuff can be found at home. One of the other lives we did was with Mr. Arjun Vaidya, who's the founder of an Ayurvedic company called Dr. Vaidya's. Very promotes the same thing. Most of the things that he's building and making are, you know, have been found for generations in Indian households, which we can start incorporating within our own lifestyle, you know, to boost immunity, to, you know, help fight diseases. And not only that, but also in terms of cosmetics, and kind of that's a huge polluter as well. That's fantastic to hear. Could you talk to me a little bit about how we can basically move forward in terms of building a lifestyle for, first of all, creating awareness? I think education is very important. So first of all, you talk about some of the resources available that you refer to. Second, in terms of courses, learning, etc., that we can then, you know, become experts in a more sustainable outlook going forward.
Right. So when I started living a zero-waste lifestyle, I obviously researched a lot. And there were so many influencers, there's so many pages that were there. But those are mostly from the Western countries. Now, when I try to relate that thing with India, it is not really applicable. I personally believe that we have to eat seasonal and, you know, use regional stuff so that we don't create a carbon footprint on our, we have to reduce our carbon footprint. So there are certain things in Mumbai itself. If you go out and explore things, because of the COVID thing, we can't actually go out. But when the COVID situation is not there, I literally went out and I explored the vegetables, the groceries, everything was available plastic free. Right. Now, I personally suggest everyone to go and explore. When you explore, you'll understand there are certain things which are available without plastic packaging. There are no, there are obviously several books on zero waste lifestyle, but I personally suggest everyone to do a trial and error method and then you will understand what is best for you. For example, I showed you this tooth powder. Now, certain people are not comfortable with this because there's no taste in it.
Correct.
So, there can be certain things which are good for me, but not good for you.
Right.
So, you have to analyze those things and you have to understand what is good for you. And you have to use that. But you have to make sure that, I always say ki you have to choose convenience. Either you have to choose environment, you have to choose convenience. Living a zero waste lifestyle is not as convenient as it looks.
Absolutely.
But this is one part. When you start exploring, now you'll understand what all the benefits are there. For example, I have stopped eating stuff which is from outside. So it is having a major impact on my pocket also, on my health also. I'm obviously eating the stuff which is very healthy, which doesn't come in plastic packaging. So all those things, there are obviously categories in which I have to explain in detail. But right. There are certain books that you can read to get inspired. But I will suggest that you go and research and, you know, try and find a local alternative which is there. Now, the charcoal which I mentioned, it is from a local store in Thane.
Right.
So he sends this charcoal in bulk. We went and then purchased and distributed our team members. So this is how we explore. So firstly, you take inspiration from all the influencers, but make sure the things which are there. For example, if you're using a straw, there's no point in purchasing a metal straw. You can just, you know, without a straw also, you can drink a drink.
Right. Absolutely.
It's just people.
Yeah.
So my suggestion is what you refer for inspirations. Then you go out and explore and understand what is there. There's so many things around us which are without plastic packaging. And this is the way in which we can promote our regional businesses and startups also. Now, this is a complete game of demand and supply. If you are using a bamboo toothbrush, they are going to make it more because the demand is increasing.
Absolutely.
So that is why they have to increase the supply also. And the companies which are making stuff in plastic, their demand will reduce. So they will start exploring the ways in which they can make more sustainable stuff. Now, I have seen an ad in which Colgate is making stuff which is sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how an individual, as a consumer, you can make an impact on the environment and the industry. In my personal opinion, companies should be more accountable for their products. But as I said, there are laws, but they are not implemented. So as a consumer, as an individual, you have the right, you have the power to choose more sustainable options, more sustainable things in which you increase the demand of those startups. As you mentioned, there was a startup which were producing Ayurvedic stuff. So you can increase the demand of those stuff. So the companies which are there, which are the MNCs, they will also look out for ways in which they can tap that market of sustainability. So this is how we are going to change this environment in a more sustainable way.
Absolutely. And as an entrepreneur myself and the kind of work we do with entrepreneurs that often, I think it's very important that I highlight a couple of things. One is your mentality and your way of thinking about a problem. So a lot of people get overwhelmed. They think, okay, I have to go to zero-waste lifestyle from 100% to from 0% to 100% overnight. I think that is not the solution for anything. We start by taking small steps. For example, I remember when I used to go to the bars before COVID, obviously, and someone would give me something in a plastic cup, I would refuse. I'd be like, no, you must have a a glass here that I could use and I can give it back. And I would say no to a straw. Small steps, like you said, going and picking the more sustainable option. Every single time making a small change in your purchasing decisions can drive huge change. And another one is consumerism, right? We live in a capitalist society, so we have to hurt the companies in their pocket.
Right.
The biggest example of this is Tesla and its stock prices and prices rocketing because it's an electrical vehicle. Now, every single big company is now coming up with electrical cars because they realize that that is the future and they have to sort of tend towards that. The cost of solar cells are dropping now because people are wanting to shift to solar.
Correct.
So these are actual tangible results we're seeing because of people like you who are, you know, promoting a small change in your lifestyle. So thank you so much for that and trying to be the first person. It's always hard to be the first person, you know, doing anything.
There's so many people who are doing it, obviously. There are so many people who I'm inspired to. There are people who are actually working this in their lifestyle, but they never thought of, you know, they never thought it is so important to, you know, make people understand about this. They were living this lifestyle since years.
Right.
But this is what I'm saying. You have to put little old school. And in my opinion, old school is little cool.
Yeah.
So I have I've taken inspiration from a lot of people who are extremely, you know, important people in my life. And they're activists, they're more environmentalists. So they have taught me a lot of things. And when I tell them that we are trying to live a zero waste lifestyle, so it is not a surprise or a shock for them because they are living this lifestyle since years. Because of this marketing tactics of the MNCs, we are obviously influenced to purchase their product. But this is what I'm trying to understand. But this is what I'm trying to tell people ki, you don't have to get into their marketing tactics. You have to use your brain and think, do you actually need all those stuff that you are purchasing?
Absolutely.
Is it a sustainable way? Can you live without that particular product? So all those things you have to see and you have to follow the principles that I told you, diffuse, reduce, recycle and rot. So if you, it comes in that category, then you go for it. In case it doesn't, then you can live without that.
Got it. Yeah, I mean, thank you so much. Again, this was very, very insightful for everyone involved. I think it's a fantastic way for people to get started on thinking a little bit more environmentally about every choice they make. Please check out the Muse Foundation and the Zero Waste Mission Zero Waste, which both Instagram pages, they'll give you more information on this lifestyle. Again, thank you so much for your time. I'll also be saving this video in our IGTV, so feel free to come back and refer to this.
Cool.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.